Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is your most embarrassing sports moment? Coming up at about 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about some things with Brian Broaddus regarding the Dallas Cowboys and their approach to this next game. But the Buffalo Bulls barely slipped by Kent State 48-14 last night.
The most embarrassing sports moment you've seen.
Oh, that you've seen?
Yeah.
Well, what about your own sports moment, Kevin?
I guess.
Okay. All right. So the most embarrassing sports moment that you have personally seen. Man, yeah, I got a couple of these. I got a couple of these that I've seen. Buffalo is now 9-1. That's where Khalil Mack went, right?
That's right.
That's pretty good.
He's good.
But that's not as impressive as what Lake Effect win in the Western New York did to the first quarter punt.
So Kent State had their backup quarterback punting for them.
Why? Is he their punter or is he just?
I don't think
like, you get the
so.
Shot tonight, buddy.
At that point, they were like, "Who cares?" So he was at Buffalo's 49-yard line. He sent off a mighty, mighty kick that went a couple of yards and then was picked up by the wind and ended up down at the Buffalo 49. So, he punted the ball 0 yards. The wind peaked out last night at 40 miles an hour, so it was a blustery wind. But still, if you get the opportunity, it's hilarious to watch the Buffalo players who are like on punt block,
right?
Not punt return, step up and then step back and then step back up as they see the ball move forward again. So this ball, it wasn't blocked, it wasn't tipped, nothing else. It went 0 yards.
Did it go negative
yards? No, it actually ended at exactly 0 yards.
That's amazing.
Which I think makes it all the more hilarious. Which, if you want personal sports memories, there was a flag football game where somebody on our team said, "I'm about to punt the S out of this ball," and then it ended up going backwards because of the wind, which I thought was hilarious.
Was it you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Because of how cocky he was beforehand. So, yeah, 0 yards in a game that you lost by 34 points.
That's that's like the equivalent of throwing a Frisbee up in the air and it just coming right back to you. Like, can you do that? Have y'all ever been able to do that where you throw the Frisbee and it catches wind and just comes right back where you are?
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay. Right. Well, I do it. Yeah, I do it on purpose. I mean, I just catch the wind and everything, but it's a... like some, you know, it's like a boomerang, kind of, you know, one of those situations. 877-881-1053. What is the most embarrassing sports moment you've ever seen? Guys, I think we can all agree.
I swear to God.
Don't, if you do it, I swear to God.
I will go to break.
Ours involves the Rangers. Outfielder.
Jose Canseco.
Outfielder in right field. There's a fly ball to right field, and he's going back for it, and he just can't get to it. It bounces off of his head and goes over the fence for a home run. It's Jose Canseco.
Right. I remember.
Come on, you guys. What did you guys think I was talking about?
I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
I remember running out to the kitchen to tell my mom what had just happened because I was a kid and I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, this ball just bounced off his head. And then I like was like, oh man, that's not good for our team. But I think like the hilarious factor of it overwhelmed everything else in that moment.
I honestly think that happened to Nelson Cruz too, as like an Oriole. I think that actually did happen to him.
I'll have to look that up now.
I choose not to reference that.
Bounced off his head. I don't know. I just want to make sure. I'll go look it up though.
The funniest moment that I ever witnessed that I don't believe anybody else caught on what was going on. The announcers didn't seem to say anything about it. Maybe they just didn't want to. It was Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia is out playing for the 49ers. And of course, they were wearing the white on white, right? And there was, you know, it was a muddy track they were playing on. And I remember him, one of the announcers saying something about he had like the stomach flu or something the night before or something along that lines. Anyway, it continues to go on, and then he takes off because he's got flushed out of the pocket, and he takes off and he's running, and there's a linebacker about to, you know, squash him, so he slides. And he slides and he gets up, and I realized that the mud on his pants was a different color than the mud on the ground.
Oh, it wasn't red?
It was a different color altogether.
Man.
He doo-dooed himself?
Yes. So I know I don't usually say positive things about Ronda Rousey, but there is a thought out there that when she beat up this gal named Beth Cohea, that Beth might have pooped herself because she had like the white top and trunks on, and it did kind of look like that, though some people were like, I think that was dirt off the mat, and I was like, yeah, maybe. And then at WrestleMania, Maria Menounos was wearing these white, like, my God, were they skin tight tights, and she locked up with one of the girls, and the girls all have lots of makeup on, and when they were doing a go behind her, she was switching on her. She kind of hit her in the hip or near the butt and wiped off a lot of her makeup. And it really did look like for the rest of the match, every time Maria Menounos got in there, that she had pooped in her tights. And it was unfortunate because I like her a lot.
It was also hilarious. They ended up having to punt it. And Garcia just automatically runs back to the locker room. And also, now he's got on clean white pants again.
Okay.
Okay, right. So is this why you couldn't be an announcer? Because you would just stop down all game action to be like, now hold on. Are we not going to talk about the fact that Jeff Garcia crapped in his pants?
I would have went total John Madden and just circled all of it and been like, that right there, folks, diarrhea.
From the 817, Steve Lyons forgetting where he was and pulling his pants down in the middle of the field. Did you ever see that?
I saw a couple people pointed that out too. So wow.
For me, there was this right fielder. All right, and he there was a ball hit towards him, and he couldn't get the ball. All right, so he literally couldn't pick it up as it was fumbling around. And so he just kicked the ball to first base, and it was Paul O'Neill.
Okay.
You guys remember that? He was playing for the Reds, I believe. And he
very Bad News Bears-esque.
Or maybe the Phillies,
right?
I can't remember. But I just remember him just juggling, and he couldn't get it, and so he just kicks it to first base, and the ball on a line goes to the first baseman. It was really – it was kind of embarrassing because he's like, I can't get this ball, but he was able to kick the crap out of it, unlike the other player.
All right. From the 817, off the top of my head, most embarrassing is T. Will not running out of bounds against the Giants in the season opener in 2016. Man, I remember that.
No, and, of course, people have brought up Leon Lett.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that didn't get brought up earlier. Man, that's a – and I remember that game not only because of that, but it was crazy because it snowed on Thanksgiving. Right. And so that was such a wild thing. And I remember, did that mess up y'all's Thanksgiving? Maybe that's a topic for the next couple of weeks. Does it mess up your Thanksgiving at all when the Cowboys lose? Because
yes.
I remember, not only did they lose, that was a game that it was over. They had won the game, but then they didn't because of that play. And I remember, you still had all the nice memories before that, but that messed up the rest of the day.
I didn't quite understand what was happening. It didn't quite make sense to me at the time. But I figured it out eventually.
The chocolate pie just didn't taste the same after that play. You know what I mean? Or after the Cowboys lose.
Sure.
Just
bring up
it's
chocolate
like,
pie
it's
after
just not as,
earlier.
Not as...
Oh, my Lord.
From the 972.
I can differentiate between diarrhea and chocolate pie. There's two different browns, Corey.
Oh, but you can't differentiate between Jose Canseco and Nelson Cruz. From the 972.
I don't know why.
A big embarrassing moment was when the Saints pulled over the magical touchdown against the Jaguars, and then John Carney missed the extra point. Do you remember that one?
I do.
I remember watching that with my roommate, and at the very end of that, you hear the announcer go, why would he do that? And it was I laughed so hard.
Was it Minnesota a few years back against Seattle where Minnesota drove all the way down and they had this chip shot field goal and then they missed it by 10,000 miles in the playoffs?
Was it a negative 7-degree game?
Yeah, and the final score was 3-2 or whatever, but you're like, what the hell? hell just happened? And they said, oh, kicking that ball felt like kicking an iceberg. And, oh, man, that was amazing.
Man, from the 2-1-0, and I think we all saw this, every single one of us, J.R. Smith in the finals, I thought we were up. Like, that was
astonishing.
Easily the most embarrassing thing we've ever seen. Because we all knew. Uh-huh. Everybody else knew except for the one guy.
And it shut down an all-time great performance. Like, I know people will remember what LeBron did, but not as much as if they would have won that game.
Absolutely not. The butt fumble.
Yes.
That's come in a number of times, the butt fumble.
I always enjoy watching the not top 10 on SportsCenter, and man, the butt fumble dominated the not top 10. And they're like, this, I think they eventually just retired it because they're like, nothing's ever going to beat that. Now, you asked for some people's personal memories. I'll give you at least one from the 972. In high school baseball, I dove to second base and I just put some snuff in my mouth. When I dove, I ended up swallowing most of it and I threw up in the dirt next to second base.
Ooh.
Would you just run the dirt over it and you'd be like, don't worry about it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what dirt's for, to cover things up and to not hurt.
Is that what dirt is for?
Yeah. Just kick some dirt over it and just keep going. Now, depending on how much.
Where do you bury a dead body, Kevin?
In the cemetery?
Under?
Dirt?
Exactly. All right. So that's what dirt is for.
Glad I didn't tell you my original answer.
Don't worry about that.
My most embarrassing moment, and I know I've said this on air at least once before, is I was in middle school basketball, and the girl that I had the biggest crush on was invited to the game. And there was a moment, I wasn't a particularly good basketball player, but there was a moment where somebody on the other team was about to make a cross-court pass, and I saw this thing all the way, and I made a break for it. I jumped the route. I got the basketball and broke away for a layup that nobody was going to stop except for me because I missed the layup.
You ran too hard into the...
I don't know what
didn't
happened.
Slow up. The ball just bounced off the backboard and went everywhere.
I think I was like starting to envision this girl being like, oh, that play you made was so amazing. You get a hug now or whatever. And I blew it.
Here's a list of them from the 817. DeSean Jackson dropping the football before scoring. Romo in Seattle. And the Vikings against the Saints last year in the playoffs, where the Saints defender just didn't even hit Stephon Diggs.
Because he thought he was out of bounds.
Whiffed on him completely and then went right past him and Stephon Diggs scores. There was a moment, Kevin, I was watching a couple of race car drivers. All right. These race car drivers were battling against each other, and essentially it was just the two of them. And their cars wrecked and flipped and everything, and they got out of their cars and ran to the finish line
from Talladega Nights?
Huh? No.
At first I thought you were recapping something that happened in Cars, and then I was like, hold on. Can I honestly tell you something about the Romo play? When that happened, I initially didn't see it. Because I was going over to a friend's house they were having. I can't remember if it was like a Christmas party or if it was after the fact. It was some kind of birthday party or whatever. But I had listened to most of the third and fourth quarter on the radio, as you do with Cowboys games. And they were set up for a chip shot field goal. And I was just going to, I parked my car and they went to commercial and I was going to hustle in and make sure that I could just catch the end of it. But I guess I just mistimed it, or I don't know what happened. And so I just saw the replays and the aftermath of, wait, what the hell happened? And I had to watch it back in astonishment. And it hurts all the more when you watch it back knowing how it already ended. Like, at least when you're watching it the first time, it could go right.
Right.
It doesn't, but it could. But it's just rewatching that play that you know is never going to end the way that you want it to. So painful.
There was, I forgot one, and I just remembered it just by looking through my YouTube history. There's one where there's a couple of wrestlers, and it's collegiate wrestling, and one of them gets on top of the other one, and the other one lets out some air biscuits, just lets out this big old egg fart, and it stank so bad that the other guy trying to wrestle him throws up.
Wow. And then he won? I kind of want to know more about that story.
The clip stops, and you don't really know who tapped out, but I'm pretty sure it's the guy that threw up, because the other guy just farted, so he felt better.
Yeah.
And then if we mention the one, Leon Lett, you can mention the Super Bowl one too, right?
Nah, okay. That wasn't embarrassing. We still whooped their ass.
I know, but we would have had the most points ever in the Super Bowl. That still makes me sad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.